Good evening. Welcome to Now and Then. I'm your host, Tom Abbott, and tonight on the program, we're going to focus on the music of Paul Simon. He has given several interviews of late. He put out another studio album when it was not expected, and he has announced that he is no longer going to be putting out new music, and then a surprise came with this album, Seven Psalms. He's 82 years old now. He's got a great songbook, one of America's treasures as a songwriter. Seven Psalms is the 15th studio album by Paul Simon. It was released this past May. The album was conceived as a seven-part piece meant to be listened to in its entirety, and it's in a completely acoustic performance. We're going to get to that here in the first part of the show. We're going to get into his other works. I'm going to stay away from Simon and Garfunkel. That's a show in itself. So we're going to stick to his solo career, and I'm going to stay away from the far more popular stuff that's always on the radio. Paul Simon featured here on Now and Then tonight. Seven Psalms is the title of the new album. And we'll get to his earlier works as well. Again, mostly acoustic show for you tonight. Paul Simon featured here on Now and Then.
Noon and night they leave the flock, and I imagine their destination, meadow grass, jagged rock. The Lord is my engineer, the Lord is the earth I rattle, the Lord is the face in the atmosphere. If I slip and I slide, the poorest of the poor. Welcome, dawn. angel. Shocks me to find I'm a child again entwined in your love, in your light, in your cool summer shade.
rose and a thorn. And once the choice is made, all that's left is mending what was torn. Love is like a brain.
Thank you. yesterday's boy is gone. Driving through darkness, searching for your forgiveness. Is sorrow a beautiful song? Lives in the heart and sings for all your forgiveness. Inside the digital mind, a homeless soul ponders the code of forgiveness. And I, the last in the line, hoping the gates won't be closed before your forgiveness. Waters, God's imagination. Dip your hand in heaven's waters. All of life's abundance in a drop of condensation. Dip your hand in heaven's waters. Does it all begin again? Dip your hand in heaven's waters, God's imagination. Thank you. to me. We're all walking down the same road to wherever it ends. The pity is the damage that's done. Leave so little time for amends.
Thank you.
the ringing strings, the thought that God turns music into bliss. We left the pickup in the driveway, the moon appeared as amber in the mist. Dark intuition.
the new album from Paul Simon. It's a studio album. Seven Psalms is the title of it. And that last voice there was Edie Brickell, Paul Simon's wife. And it's a seven-part piece meant to be listened to in its entirety. And a completely acoustic performance released late May, just a few months ago at the start of summer. It's his first album since the release of In the Blue Light, which was released in 2018. And this is his first release of new material since Stranger to Stranger was released in 2016. This is, well, as it's been stated, this is his last album of new material. And he may rework some of his earlier compositions, as he did with that album In the Blue Light that was released in 2018. All of those songs on that album are on other solo albums of Paul Simon's earlier in his career, and he reworked them, as other artists have been doing much the same, reworking earlier compositions with, you know, a more mature voice. You know, a very popular one that just came out within the past year, U2 did it, and I featured that album here on Now and Then some months ago. We're going to go on now to the other releases in Paul Simon's solo career. As I said at the start of the show, I'm not going to get into Simon and Garfunkel. That's a show in and of itself. And I'm going to stick to some of the less obvious Paul Simon songs, because it's such a rich songbook. And going back to that 2018 In the Blue Light, this is Paul Simon's new reworking of the song Darling Lorraine, which was written maybe some 15 years ago now. And then we'll get to some of the other great compositions by Paul Simon, a real treasure here for an American songwriter. Paul Simon, featured here on Now and Then tonight.
The first time I saw her, I couldn't be sure, but the sin of impatience said she's just what you're looking for. So I walk right up to her, and with the part of me that talks, I introduce myself as Frank from New York, New York, New York. She's so hot, she's so cool, I'm not. I'm just a fool in love with darling Lorraine. All my life I've been a wanderer. Not really. I rented a room in my parents' place. Anyway, Lorraine and I got married, and the usual marriage stuff. And then one day she says to me, from out of the blue, she says, Frank, I've had enough. Romance is a heartbreaker, and I'm not meant to be a homemaker, and I'm tired of me anymore. What? You're walking out the door.
You don't like the way I chew? Well, hey, let me tell you, you're not the woman that I wed. You say you're depressed, but you're not. You just like to stay in bed. I don't need you, Lorraine. Darling. Financially speaking, I guess I'm a washout. Everybody's buy and sell and sell and buy. That's what the whole thing is all about. If it had not been for Lorraine, I'd have left here a long time ago. I should have been a musician. I love. She's so light, she's so free. I'm tight, but that's me. Still I feel so good with darling Lorraine. On Christmas morning, Frank awakes to find bed. I'm sick to death of you, Lorraine. Sick to death of you, darling Lorraine. Lorraine. Her hands like wood. The dark smiling, but the news wasn't good. The news wasn't good. Darling Lorraine, please don't leave me yet. I know you're in pain, a pain you can't forget. Your breathing is like an echo of our love. Maybe I'll go down to the corner store and buy us something sweet. Here's an extra blanket, honey, to wrap around your feet. All the leaves were washed with April. And the moon in the meadow took darling Lorraine.
Like going fishing, you cast your line and hope you get a bite. But you don't need to waste your time worrying about the marketplace. Try to help the human race struggling to survive its harshest night. Red beans and rice from kitchen windows. It's supper time and the patio is dark. No one knows you like I do. Nobody can know your heart the way I do.
No one can testify to all that you've been through, but I will.
I was born in Puerto Rico and my blood is Taino, Spanish Caribbean, my soul.
We came here wearing summer clothes in winter, parts of sunshine in the cold. Watch the street lamps from your perch. In the sacramental hour, your stepfather in black preached the fire of the Pentecostal church. No one knows you like I do. Nobody can know your heart the way I do. No one to testify to all that you've been. But this will.
I was born in Puerto Rico, came here when I was a child.
Small change and sunlight, then I left these streets for good. My days as short as they were wild. I'm Carlos Apache, Angel Soul. Frenchie Cordell, Bobby Trolley Cruz. Your features blurred in every grainy photo and fading headline of the day. Wiltwex School for Criminal Children. Auburn, Brooklyn House of Dean. Dannemora, Saint Saint, Attica. Greenhaven, 20 years inside, today you're free. You cannot even read your story, the pages piling up the chain. Before the words released you, the guard would kill the light, the night you took the Cape Man for your name. I was born in Puerto Rico.
With my troops, yeah. And She was beautiful as southern skies the night he met her. She was married to someone. He was doggedly determined that he would get her. He was old, he was young. From time to time, he'd tip his heart, but each time she withdrew. Everybody loves the sound of a train in the distance. Everybody thinks it's true. Well, eventually the boy and the girl get married. Sure enough, they have a son. And though they both were occupied with the child she carried, disagreements had begun. And in a while they fell apart. It wasn't hard to do. Everybody loves the sound of a train in the distance. Everybody thinks it's true. Two disappointed believers, two people playing the game, yeah. Negotiations and love songs are often mistaken for one and the same. Now the man and the woman, they remain in contact. Let us say it's for the child. With disagreements about the meaning of a marriage contract, conversations hard and wild. But from time to time, he makes her laugh. She cooks a meal or two. Everybody loves the sound of a train in the distance. Everybody thinks it's true. What is the point of this story? What information pertains? The thought that life could be better is woven indelibly into our hearts and our brains. Renee and Georgette Magritte with their dog after the war return to their hotel suite and they unlock the door. Easily losing their evening clothes, they dance by the light of the moon to the penguin. The moon glows, the Orioles, the firesides, the deep forbidden music they'd been longing for. Renee and Georgette Magritte with their dog after the war. Renee and Georgette Magritte with their dog after the war. Were strolling down Christopher Street when they stopped in a men's store. With all of the mannequins dressed in the style that brought tears to their immigrant eyes. Just like the penguins, the moon glows, the Orioles, the five sides. Easy stream of laughter flowing through the air. Renee and Georgette Magritte with their dog après la guerre. Side by side they fell asleep. Decades gliding by like Indians, time is cheap. When
Georgette Magritte with their dog after the war. We're dining with the power elite, and they looked in their bedroom drawer. And what do you think they have hidden away in the cabinet cold of their hearts? The penguins, the moon glows, the Oreos, the fire stands. For now and ever after, as it was before, Renee and Georgette Magritte with their dog after the war.
Of a rock and roll song. The year was 1956, and I hadn't been playing so long when a man came on the radio, and this is what he said. He said, "I hate to break it to his fans, but Johnny Ace is dead, yeah." Well, I really wasn't such a Johnny Ace fan, but I felt bad all the same. So I sent away for his photograph, and I waited till it came. It came all the way from Texas with a sad and simple face. And they signed it on the bottom from the late, great Johnny Ace, yeah. It was the year of the Stones. It was 1964. I was living in London with the girl from the summer before. It was the year of the Beatles. It was the year of the Stones. A year after JFK. We were staying up all night and giving the days away. And the music was flowing, amazing and glowing our way. On a cold December evening, I was walking through the Christmas tide when a stranger came up and asked me if I had heard John Lennon had died. And the two of us went to this bar, and we stayed to close the place. And every song we played was for the late, great Johnny Ace. What can I do? What can I do? Much of what you say is true.
Yeah. got the cool water when the fever runs high. You got the look of love light in your eyes, and I was in crazy motion till you calmed me down. It took a little time. Right, or it's likely to lose me. It's apt to confuse me. It's such an unusual sight. Oh, I can't get used to something so right, something so right. They got a wall in China, it's 1,000 miles long. To keep out the foreigners, they made it strong. And I got a wall around me that you can't even see. It took a little time get next to me. When something goes wrong, I'm the first to admit it. I'm the first to admit it. The last one to know. When something goes right, oh, it's likely to lose me. It's apt to confuse me because it's such an unusual sight.
Expect to be proud. haunt so far away from home. So far away from home. I don't know a soul who's not been battered. I don't have a friend who feels at ease. I don't know a dream that's not driven to its knees. Oh, but it's all right. It's all right. For we lived so well, so long. Still, when I think of the road we're traveling on, I wonder what's gone wrong. I can't help it. I wonder. What's gone wrong? And I dreamed I was dying. I dreamed that my soul rose unexpectedly. Looking back down at me, smiled reassuringly. And I dreamed I was flying. And high up above, Statue of Liberty sailing away to sea, and I dreamed I was flying. Or we come on the ship they call the Mayflower. We come on the ship that sails the moon. We come in the ages most uncertain hour. Can be forever blessed. Still, tomorrow's gonna be another working day. I'm trying to get some rest. That's all I've tried. It's all I'm
I long to see St. Jude's comet sparkling. Chowder. So when I reached my prime, I left my home in the Maritimes, headed down the turnpike for New England, sweet New England. Of my jeans, I was left without a penny in my pocket. Ooh-wee, I was about destituted as a kid could be, and I wished I wore a ring so I could hawk it. I'd like to hawk it. A young girl in a parking lot was preaching to a crowd, singing sacred songs and reading from the Bible. Well, I told her I was lost, and she told me all about the Pentecost, and I seen that girl was the road to my survival. Same night when I crept to her tent with a flashlight, and my long years of innocence ended. Well, she took me to the woods, saying, here comes something, and it feels so good. And just like a dog, I was befriended. I was befriended. Oh, oh, what a night. Oh, what a garden of delight. Even now, sweet memory lingers. I was playing my guitar, lying underneath the stars, just thanking the Lord for my fingers, for my fingers.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stabbed by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share, and no one dare disturb the sound of silence. Fool, said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words, like silent raindrops, fell and echoed in the wells of silence. And the people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made. And the sign flashed its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls and tenement halls, and whispered in the sounds of silence. I hear the drizzle of the rain like a memory, it falls soft and warm, continuing, tapping on my roof and walls. And from the shelter of my mind, through the window of to England, where my heart lies. My mind's distracted and diffused. My thoughts are many miles away. They lie and kiss you when you start your day. And a song I was writing is left undone. I don't know why I spend my time writing songs I can't believe, with words that tear and strain to rhyme.
Though you see I have come to doubt all that I once held as true, I stand alone without beliefs. The only truth I know is you. And as I watch the drops of rain weave their weary paths and die, I know that I am like the rain. There but for the grace of you go I. Winter's day in a deep and dark December. I am alone, gazing from my window to the streets below on a freshly fallen silent shroud of snow. I built walls, a fortress deep and mighty that none may penetrate. I have no need of friendship. Friendship causes pain. It's laughter and it's loving I disdain. I am a rock, I am an island. Don't talk of love. Well, I've heard the word before. It's sleeping in my memory, and I won't disturb the slumber of feelings that have died. If I never loved, I never would have cried. I am a rock, I am an island. I have my books and my poetry to protect me. I am shielded in my armor, hiding in my room, safe within my womb. I touch no one and no one touches me. I am a rock, I am an island. And a rock can feel no pain, and an island never cries. July, she will fly
give no warning to her flight. August, die she must. The autumn winds blow chilly and cold. September, I'll remember. A love once new has now grown old.
never been lonely, never been lied to, never have spoken in fear, nothing can I do. Born at the answer, church bells chime, one who always used to pray, born at the right time. Every time it registers another bird. But down among the reeds and rushes, the baby girl was found. Her eyes as clear as centuries, her silky hair was brown. Never been lonely, never been lied to, never had spoken.
My peers. Have a good time.
That wraps up the program. An amazing American artist, Paul Simon, one of our nation's treasures. On the occasion of his latest new material album, his first one since 2016, and perhaps his last. Thanks for joining me for the show. OCD is your host next for Radio Free Petersburg, and then we have music at midnight with the World Cafe. This is KFSK Community Radio.